我们请再翻开马太福音第六章。
Let's turn once again to Matthew chapter 6.
新约马太福音第六章，我们再把第九节到第十五节，我们再读一遍。
In the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, we'll read from verse 9 through 15 one more time.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
我们再点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
在主日早晨，主复活的日子，我们聚在你的面前。
On this, the Lord's Day, the day of your resurrection, we gather once again before you.
愿圣灵宝会师再次把你自己的话启示翻译在我们里面。
And you sent the Comforter to once again explain and reveal your word to us.
我们都一同坐在主的脚前受教。
That we can all sit at your feet and be taught.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen. 主他出来传福音的时候，他说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
When the Lord started his ministry, he said, "The kingdom is near. You must repent."
主在地上传的福音呢，他是传的是国度的福音。
And the gospel that the Lord shared on earth is the gospel of the kingdom.
他不但是要我们信的信主，我们罪之得赦，更要我们能够有点进入他的国度里。
Not only did he want us to believe in him and have our sins forgiven, but he also wanted us to enter into his kingdom.
就是丰丰富富的进入他的国。
And to enter into his kingdom in fullness.
所以呢，一开始他出来传道没多久呢，在马太福音第六章第五章的时候，他就在山上呢讲了很长的一篇道。
And so not too long after he started his ministry, in Matthew chapter 5, he started this really long message and sermon on the mount.
这篇道非常的丰富啊，他把整个国度里面的那个这个的光景呢显给我们看啊。
And this sermon was very full, and he explained to us all the details of the kingdom.
告诉我们呢，一个要进入国度的人呢，在今天在地上怎么样的生活。
And he explained to us, for someone who wanted to enter into the kingdom, what their lives here on earth now would be like.
是什么样的人呢？能够在他的国度里头有份
？What kind of person would have a portion in his kingdom?
所以他的教导非常的多方面的。
And so his message covered many different topics.
那在这边读的话，他主呢特别的教导啊，我们怎么样来祷告
？And here the Lord teaches us specifically how to pray.
一个在那个预备自己进国度的人呢，这是要常常来祷告。
And for someone who's preparing to enter his kingdom, we often would need to pray.
那个主在地上，他有很多的教导。
And when the Lord was here on earth, he had many different teachings.
但是好像只有在祷告这件事情上，我们的灵修很多的需要哈，他主在祷告这件事情上，主特别的教导我们。
Even though we have many different spiritual needs, this.Topic of prayer is something that the Lord specifically taught us how to do.
那说到呢，主第一方面，主怎么样的，如何的看重这个祷告
？So on one hand, it shows us how much importance the Lord places on prayer.
可能一方面呢，也实在说到我们不会祷告。
On the other hand, it might tell us that we don't know how to pray.
很可惜呢，今天呢，把这个今天在基督教世界里头，在这没读到主的祷告，教导祷告的时候，我们当做一个祷告文在那里念哈。
Unfortunately, today when we come to this teaching on prayer, we may take it as
Lord's Prayer,
the Lord's Prayer. We might take it as just something that we read out loud.
哎呀，那个，常常我们 都会背了，我们读着读着以后根本没有进到他的主的教训里头去。
We might even know how to memorize the Lord's Prayer, but we haven't understood the reason for His teaching.
然后主过来仔细来默想主的这个教导的时候，你发觉呢，哎呀，我们很多的时候的祷告啊，真是需要那个主来跟着我们，在那个在教导我们。
And so as we study his word together, we find that we truly need Him to explain His teaching to us.
他说呢，在怎么祷告里头呢，我们主要是分个两个方面啊。
So when it comes to prayer, we have to split it into two halves.
一方面呢，我们首先要看到呢，父他有工作，父他自己有需要。
On one hand, we see that the Father has His own work and He has His own needs.
哎呀，这主耶稣说呢，我父做事，直到如今呢，我也做事。
Lord Jesus says, the Lord is working, and even to this day, I'm working also.
我祷告的时候，现在看见这父，他有好多的事情要做啊，他的旨意要在地上要成就。
When we see the Father, He has so many things that He is doing, and He has so many parts of His will that He has to accomplish.
那神何等巴望他的旨意在地上能够成就，有一天呢，是这个世界呢，就成为我主耶稣基督的国。
And the Lord is working to this goal that one day this whole earth would be the kingdom of the Lord.
要让神的旨意能够成就呢，首先第一件事情，那个需要做成的是，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And in order for this to be accomplished, the first thing that happens is that needs to happen is that all men would hallow the name of the Lord.
为当人地上认识他的名，尊他的名为圣，相信在他的名的时候呢，神的工作才能在地上开始。
Only when everyone believes in the name of the Lord and treats it as holy would this work begin to be completed.
那么神的至终的工作不但是带进那个千年的那主耶稣基督的国，他更是带到永远神自己的国度。
Not only would this first usher in the millennium kingdom, but also the eternal kingdom of the Lord.
那个真是父是那个要想要说到父他要做的事情的话，我们真的是祷告不完的。
And when we talk about the things the Lord needs to accomplish, we would never be able to pray for all of them.
但是呢，我想我们在教会的时候，祷告会啊，什么话，可能我们会注意到这点哈，我们都会注意到教会的需要，神的各工作哈。
Sometimes in our prayer meetings at the church, we may pay a little bit of attention to this, and you know things that the church needs and what the Lord wants.
这边呢，他是主在教导我们祷告的时候，不单只是一个公开的祷告，他还更说到我们个人的这祷告。
But when the Lord is teaching us to pray here, it's not just talking about our corporate prayer, but also our individual prayers as well.
那么在个人祷告的时候，我想我们会为教会的时候祷告，我们的比例的话，大概大部分的时候都是为我们自己身上的需要，我们的工作啊，我们的家庭啊，我们的身体啊，各方面祷告。大部分的时候，在个人祷告的时候。
When we're praying for ourselves or by ourselves, you know, sometimes we might remember the needs of the church and the Lord, but most of the time when we're praying for ourselves, we're praying for our own needs, such as our work, our school, our families.
我们需要那个父呢，把他的那个工作跟他启示在我们里面祷告的时候，先为他的国，为他的旨意来祷告。
Well, the Lord wants us to do here is to first pray for His kingdom and His will.
但是并不表示说我们身上没有需要，我们需要，我们是需要来神的面前，把我们自己的个人的各样的方面来带到主的面前，那求他来带领我们。
Which is not to say that we shouldn't pray for our own needs, but to pray for His first, and then He will then pray for what we need.
那么主的教导里头啊，他要我们为哪些事情来祷告呢？
And what does the Lord teach us to pray about?
他说为我们日用的饮食来祷告。
It says first to pray for our daily bread.
为我们的父的债祷告。
To pray forgive us of our debts.
那么第三个是为我们碰见的试探来祷告。
And the third is to pray about temptation.
这是主他教导我们为我们个人的需要祷告的时候，是三方面来祷告。
So when the Lord teaches us to pray for our own needs, these are the three things that He teaches us to pray about.
我们一同来思想哈，你发觉呢，我们的祷告跟主的教导祷告可能还有一段很大的距离。
And so when we consider this, we may find that what we pray about and what the Lord wants us to pray about is very far apart.
他说呢，首先呢，我们日用的饮食呢，今天赐给我们。
Says, give us this day our daily bread.
我们个人呢，说实在有很多的需要哈。你刚刚说的，我们念书的时候要求学的需要，到找事的需要，结婚的需要，身体生病的时候需要。
So we see today we have many different needs. You know, we're studying in school, finding a job, getting married, or our physical health.
不是说这些不重要哈，但是主在我们这样教导的时候，他说我们要为每天的日用的饮食祷告。
And it's not to say that these things aren't important, but when the Lord teaches us to pray, He says, pray for our daily bread every day.
他说，既然说到是日用饮食呢，他主绝对不会说每天吃的饭嘛，不会是指在那个餐馆里的大鱼大肉啊，一些酒席的那个饭菜，对吧？
He doesn't ask us to pray for, you know, the big meal at the restaurant, the big fancy meal.
他一定是我们今天呢，那个难得出去吃一次饭，吃多了回来很后悔啊！这个吃太多了，那个身体消化不了啊。
If we go out to eat and we eat too much, then we might regret it and we won't be able to digest all the food that we eat.
但是我们日用的饮食一定是很简单的一些食物，对不对？
When the Lord asks us to pray for our daily bread, it's got to be something that we eat every day, right? So it's something simple.
你要读英文的话，你发觉呢更有意思。他说是我们每天要吃的饼。
If you read it in English, it's even more simple. It's daily bread.
中国人说呢，是我每天吃的白饭。
Or in Chinese, it would be the rice that we eat every day.
哎，我们有没有为我们每天要吃的白饭，为了这饼的祷告？
Have we ever prayed for our daily rice or daily bread?
当然，主在这边说中文的翻译也饮食也可以了，但是至少是那个不是为了白饭饼的话，至少是一个最简单的、最基本上的一些身体上的需要，我们来祷告。
And so, even though the Chinese translation might say daily meal, what we're praying for is the basics of what we need every day.
我们中间，我们有没有人为今天每天吃的最简单的饭来祷告过
？Is there anyone among us that has prayed every day for the food that we eat every day？
至少我没有啊。
At least I haven't。
至少在今天在美国，大概很少人，但是在我们中间呢，大概很少我们说为每天要吃的饭祷告。
In America, especially among us here, I believe very few of us would actually pray for the food we need to eat every day.
当然，今天在这世界上，那个好几亿的人啊，他们是天天活在饥饿的状态底下的。
And for those who are in this world that are extremely poor and are living under extreme poverty.
甚至在美国的话，有很多那些贫穷的、无家可归的人，他们真的是需要为每天吃的饭祷告。
There are even in America, there are those who are very poor that they need to pray for the food they need to eat every day.
但是主在这个教导不是只是为他们讲的，是为所有的信他的人讲的。
But the Lord's words here aren't just for them, but they're for everyone who would believe in the Lord.
主教导我们要每天所吃的饭最简单的饭来为这祈求祷告。
The Lord teaches us to pray every day for the basics of food that we need to eat.
那想了，如果我们呢四个事项祷告的话。
And if we continue to pray in this manner,
你就发觉呢，我们常常为什么去祷告？一定是我们对心中觉得更最重要的事情来祷告，对不对？
So what do we normally pray for? We pray for things that we feel are very important.
当我们来为着我们每天要吃的饭来祷告的时候
，If we have to pray for the food we have to eat every day,
你发觉呢，其实我们每个人的需要啊，其实不多。
We may find that.Our needs are actually not that great.
哎，想想看，我们吃的东西真的是需要的很少。
If you consider what we actually need to eat, it's actually very little.
我想主在说的这个时候，一定是包括不仅仅是饭啊，一定是包括我们日常所有的需要。
And I think when the Lord is telling us here isn't just the food we need to eat, but also all of our daily needs.
我要在这里教导，是让我们看见我们有很多的需要，但是呢，什么是我们最基本的需要
？The Lord knows that we have many different needs, but what are our most fundamental and basic needs?
很多时候我们祷告的事情可能不是我们最基本的需要。
And some of the things we pray for may not be our fundamental basic needs.
当然，如果你成绩好，进好学校最好啊。那么，但是如果是普通的学校，你只能进普通学校， 也很好啊，这是基本上的教育啊。
If you know we get into a really good school and get a good job, that's great. But if you can only get into an average school, that's still you know good too.
我们需要一个工作啊，都每个人都需要工作，要养家，但是不一定要那个什么，一定要找到那个几十万上百万的那个工作。
Everyone needs a job, you know, to support their families. But if you don't need to have a job that pays, you know, $100,000.
到了适婚年龄的时候，我们需要找对象。
And when we're trying to get married, we need to find someone to be our partner.
你不一定要这个一定是白马王子才要嫁，有那个白雪公主你才要娶她。
You don't need to wait for a prince on a white horse or Snow White.To get married.
主带领我们看见是学习在对平常的需要上，看见回到什么是我们最基本上的需要。
So when the Lord asks to pray in this way, He's asking us to consider what is the most fundamental things that we need.
当我们认识这件事情的时候，就发觉呢，我们的生活何等样的轻省啊，何等样的担子那么轻省啊。很多时候我们的那个工作的压力的带来都是因为我们求了一些不是我们最基本上需要的。
And so when we pray in this in simple fashion, we'll find that a lot of our burdens would come off because when a lot of the pressure comes from when we ask for things that we don't really need.
哎，我们这个接着这样祷告来看真睁开我们的眼睛啊，真的我们生活很应该是很简单的。
And so we ask the Lord to open our eyes and to let us see that our needs are actually very simple.
我们的生活多简单，我们追求主的那个的时间就有多少，我们那个追求主的精力就有多少。
And if our lives are simple, then we have all this time left to pursue the Lord.
哎，那个生活越简单的话，我想我们呢就越多的时间来服侍我们的主，追求我们的主。
And if our lives are truly simple, then we would have all the time to pursue and to serve the Lord.
但在学着为着每天吃的饭来祷告的时候。
So as we learn to pray for the very food that we need to eat every day,
你会发觉一件事情呢，我们的主真的听祷告。
You will find that another thing, that the Lord truly hears our prayers.
我们常常说，哎呀，主啊，你都没听，我祷告好，常常说这个没有允许，那个没有允许，都没有听。如果我们的祷告是那些最基本的是需要的话，发觉我们基本上的需要父都供应的，主天天在供应我们了。
We may pray for all sorts of things and find that the Lord, you know, the Lord didn't give me this, the Lord didn't give me that. But if we're praying for these very fundamental things, we'll find that every day the Lord provides for us daily.
你发觉主真是听祷告的主。
We'll find that the Lord is a Lord who truly hears our prayers.
我想呢，当我们在为这个最基本事情祷告的时候，你还学了一件事情。
And as we pray for these very fundamental things, we may learn another lesson.
我们学习在这个些最基本的事情上，虽然是最基本的事情，我们要学习的依靠主。
And as we pray for these very simple things, what we're learning to do is to rely upon the Lord.
哎，我们不要说我们的那个从来不用学的，为了每天吃着白米饭来为主祷告，来学习依靠主，这个很早很早哈。但是呢，最早呢，你发现小姐还其实最算是这是最基本上的需要。我们也应该学习来依靠主的。
Even though we don't want to need to pray every day for our
daily bread.
our daily bread or our bowl of rice, but in doing so, we will learn to truly rely upon the Lord for these fundamental things.
哎嘛，不是因为这些事情都是那么简单那么容易，我全都靠自己做了。
It's not that these things are so simple and easy that I can rely on myself to do them.
每天的工作，这上班的工作，这个太简单了。我这那个什么，都那个，我去这个驾轻就熟，不需要靠主，自己就可以做了。
My daily work, this is something I do every day. You know, I don't need to rely upon the Lord to get my work done.
那个就是一个最基本的一个需要。我们越觉得那个靠自己就可以做了，不需要主的。
The simpler the things are, we may feel that they are so simple that I don't need to rely upon the Lord to do them.
我倒觉得啊，如果我们没有在这些最基本上的还能够有信心来依靠主的事情上来学习依靠主的话，
if we can't learn to rely upon the Lord for these simplest things,
当难处真正难处来的时候，
when the true difficulty comes,
我们不知道怎么依靠主。
We will not know how to rely upon the Lord.
我们连那个最简单的功课我们都学不会。
If the simplest lessons we can't understand.
当那个大难出来的时候啊，你怎么能够对那个期望我们能够站得住呢？
When the great difficulty appears, how would we hope to be able to stand?
能够在艰难的环境里头，能够当试炼来的时候，苦难的时候，站立得住的原因在这。
For those who are able to stand under a great oppression or pressures,
一定是在天天这些小事情上面学习的依靠主的。
It must have been that they learned to rely upon the Lord in these small things every day.
在他在这些小事情上，他已经养成一个习惯了依靠主了。
And in these small things, that they've already developed the habit of relying upon the Lord.
依靠主呢是他的呼吸，他的每天的生活。
Relying upon the Lord is breathing to them.
当真的是难处来的时候。
So when the true difficulty comes,
他很自然就会面对这难处了。
Then they can very naturally face the trial.
因为主在他身上是这么活的。
Because the Lord in them is living.
他天天跟着他走的。
And is daily walking with them.
哎，我在想这个，在这些基本上这些依靠主的，说在实在说了，不需要很大的信心，对不对？
And to rely upon the Lord for these daily things doesn't require a great amount of faith, right?
哎，正好要我们你我的信心都不大。
And at least you know our faith can handle relying upon the Lord for these.
哎，我们的信心呢，真的要学习依靠主啊，这些事情上的依靠主可以的。
If we want to learn to rely upon the Lord and even our faith. We can rely upon the Lord for these things.
大逼迫来的时候，苦难来的时候，能不能依靠主？我不敢说。
When great difficulty comes, will our faith be enough to rely upon the Lord? I don't want to question that.
因为我不知道我的信心多大。
Because I don't know how great my faith is.
哎，但是呢，在小事情上我可以的，我有这个信心的。
But for these small things, I think I can rely upon the Lord for them.
哎，就是主要我们为了日用的饮食来为他祷告。
The Lord wants us to pray for our daily bread.
他说呢，什么时候祷告呢？
It says when should we pray?
今天赐给我。
It says today, give us today our daily bread.
哎，那个主他们又要我们为着明天的那些的吃饭的事情，这几件事情祷告。
The Lord didn't ask us to pray about tomorrow's food.
他只要我们为今天所需要的食物来祷告。
He wants to pray.For what we need today.
我们今天在神面前一些基本上的生活的需要来祷告。
To pray today for our fundamental needs.
早上起来第一件事情。
When we first wake up in the morning.
就把这一天交给主。
To give the whole day to the Lord.
在工作上不会碰到的一些事情。
May I not meet any of these difficulties at work?
在学校里面不会碰到的一些事情。
And when I go to school, that I won't have any of these
troubles. 在教会的时候会碰到的事情。
And or anything happening in the church.
都把这些事情大大小小带到主的面前。
And all of these things, great and small, to give to the Lord every day.
今天赐给我今天所需要的。
Give us this day what I need today.
今天你就来保守我，带领我走今天的路。
Today, may you lead me in the path that you want me to walk.
我想呢，以色列人他们在出埃及之后啊，他们在旷野行走啊。每天捡玛拿这件事情是一个很好的例子。
And I think that when the Israelites left Egypt in the Exodus, and that they had to pick manna every day is a great example.
当那神带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他们在旷野里头行走啊。
When the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt, and they were wandering in the wilderness.
没有吃的，没有喝，没有任何的食物。
There was nothing to eat. There was no food.
那么他们就祷告，他们发怨言了，神呢就。每天早晨呢，就是去降下玛拿来给他们吃。
And so when the Israelites complained, the Lord sent every day manna for them to eat.
那么每一天早晨呢，每天早晨出去到营外去的，去捡玛拿。
And so they had to go out every day into the wilderness and gather manna.
每个人呢，只能捡今天的分量。
And every person can only gather enough for that one day.
一个俄美尔。
One over worth of food.
有些人呢没信心呢，就多捡一些哈、啊。那个今天不够了，留点明天吃。
And for those that didn't have enough faith, they tried to gather 2 days worth of food.
结果呢，那个剩下的人呢，到晚上呢就臭了，长了虫了。
And what they found out was the leftovers at night, it it became spoiled and grew worse. And the Lord became angry with them and said, you had no faith.
这礼拜六的时候你可以多解一天, 因为第二天, 这是安息日的,
and only on the sixth day could they gather twice because the seventh day was the Sabbath and they couldn't go out to gather food.
他要以色列人每天早上出去。
The Lord wanted the Israelites to go out every morning.
晴天也好，雨天也好，
whether it's a good day or a rainy day.
旷野虽然下雨的天数少了，但总有下雨的时候了。
In the wilderness, you know, clearly there weren't that many, you know, rainy days, but it was still rain occasionally.
那个天气那个好了也好，旷野有那个大而可畏的旷野，有大暴风来的时候，你也得出去捡马呢。
Whether it's a good day or if there's a great you know windstorm in the wilderness, you still have to go out and gather.
你不出去捡的话，你今天就挨饿了。If
you don't gather food, then that day you would starve.
那么我们今天在讲马拿的时候呢，我们因为是主说我就是那个天上降来的马拿了，所以我们都是灵异来解的哈。And
when we talk about manna, the Lord said, I am, you know, this heavenly manna. So this is the example that
we interpret it spiritually. 我们把当作这个马拿一定是,哎呀,很棒很棒的食物啊。
And so we interpret this spiritually, and we think that manna must be this really great food.
那以色列说这个马拿呢,就那个,他们好像是 可以把它做成饼,好像是像甜薄饼一样的啊。
When the Israelites talk about manna, they can make it into this little bread, like a bread cake thing, and it's sweet.
其实马拿是非常简单的食物的。
So when we think about manna, it's actually a very simple food.
哎，它不是吃一天呢，吃两天呢。
And it's not that they ate this food one day or two days.
它也不是吃一年呢，吃两年呢。
Or not even 1 year or 2 years.
他们吃了整整40年呢。
And they ate it fully for 40 years. So the Israelites complain, you know, we've eaten manna for 40 years. There's nothing else to eat.
整天都要吃嘛，你试试看，这个一年两年，你这个跟以色列，我们跟以色列这个差不多了。
If you can eat manna every day, every meal for 40 years, then we'll probably be like the Israelites too.
神要以色列人在这个最简单的食物上天天依靠他。And
so the Lord wanted the Israelites to rely upon the Lord every day for this simple food.
这么简单的食物,
this simple food.
你要天天早上去捡。
You have to go out every day.
你不捡,今天你就挨饿。
And if you didn't, you would starve.
在这简单的事情上,
and so you had to rely upon the Lord.
你可以想象啊,当时不是几万人,当时一百多万,两万人,每天早上,每一个一百多万,出到营外去捡马拿。
This is not, you know, a few thousand people. This is, you know, 10 million people every day going out to pick manna.
有时候我在想啊,
so sometimes I would think,
其实神呢,以色列人在旷野的时候试探神,那个惹神发怒。
That when the Israelites tempted the Lord in the wilderness and caused him to become angry.
哎呀,神有时真是发怒,在那中间降大的灾啊。
And sometimes when the Lord is angry, he would send this terrible disaster among the people.
他们拜偶像啊,就一地为一起啊,一天就杀了3000个弟兄。
When they worshipped an idol, the Levites rose up and in one day killed 3,000 of their brethren.
因为那个巴兰的诡计啊，让以色列人的就是那个拜偶像行奸淫。
Because of Balaam's leading, they led the Israelites into worshiping idols and committing
idolatry.怒气临到他们中间，他们一天就死了23,000人。
And because of the Lord's anger, they died that day.
23,000 people.
You know, 23,000 people, if they weren't all from, you know, entire families, you know, there would be 23,000 affected families. There were so many people that would be
难过归难过，你第二天早上呢？
They would be sad, and even if they're sad, the very next day,
还是得出去捡马。
you still have to go out and pick manna the very next day.
我在想说那个神的这么大的灾都降了，神总部说好，你们那个这么样不听话了，我三天不给你玛拿，让你饿三天。
The Lord never, in His anger, said, "You know what? You're not listening to me. Fine, I will withhold manna for 3 days. You'll starve for 3 days."
虽然以色列人替试探神、背逆神，神常常发怒，但是玛拿没有一天少的。
Even though the Israelites tempted the Lord and the Lord was angry with them, there was never a day that the manna did not come. When we learn to rely upon the Lord, it should be like this also. When things are going good for us or poorly for us. Or when things are going smoothly or we're encountering difficulty. If I'm feeling really good spiritually, I'll go and pick manna today. If I'm not, then I won't.
不是的，在不管任何的情况里头，这只是天天学习的功课。
So no matter our circumstances, this is something that we have to learn to do every day.
正在讲啊，实在说，这不是要求很大的信心的。
Strictly speaking, this doesn't take a great amount of faith.
真的，我们为着最基本的需要来寻求神，难道这个信心都没有吗？
That do we not have the faith to rely upon the Lord for such simple things?
是说要我们来为了日用的饮食，最简单的食物，今天来到神的面前。
That our very daily meals that we need to ask the Lord every day.
每天早晨就学习把今天。 一些最简单的需要，最真的生活，就带到主的面前，主来你来带领，你来保守。
We need to learn to rely upon the Lord to every morning, ask Him for these very fundamental, simple daily needs.
啊，这是第一方面的我们的祷告，就是。This
is the first aspect of the prayer that we need to learn.
需要天天来学的。Then
we need to learn every day.
那第二方面，他说要免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。The
second. Is and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Today in the world we may owe a lot of debts. If we haven't finished paying off our mortgage, then we owe the banks our mortgage. If we use our credit card every day and we haven't paid that bill yet, then we still owe the banks for the credit card bill. And we may owe debts among people. If someone treats us very well, we might not know how to repay that debt yet.
这边呢，当然是最主要的说到我们不是欠人的债啊，是我们欠神的债。But
here, more importantly, is not the debts we owe to people, but the debt we owe to the Lord.
哎，我们欠神很多债啊。And
we owe the Lord so many debts.
哎，主，那个我们为我们死，让我们这些曾经死在过犯、在罪恶当中的人呢，叫我们信了他呢，就不至于灭亡，反得永生啊。
We owe this debt to the Lord that He died for our sins, that all who believe in Him will not perish but have eternal life. What we owe the Lord is truly limitless. Paul says he owes the debt of the gospel, that someone spread the gospel to us, and we owe it to the Lord to spread the gospel to someone else.
我想这边呢，可能更多的说到呢，我们犯罪得罪神欠的债。
But I think specifically here is when talking about the debt when we sin against the Lord and owe Him a debt.
虽然我们信了主了。It
is true that now we believe in the Lord.
哎，不时呢，我们呢就犯罪得罪主。我们有时候。 想了一些不该想的事情，做了一些不该做的事情，说了一些不该说的事情。
And sometimes still we would sin against the Lord. We'll think some things that we shouldn't think. We'll do some things we shouldn't do. We may say some things that we shouldn't have said.
然后我们呢，天天真的是常常需要在主面前求神，用他爱的血洗净我们。
We truly every day need to ask the Lord to wash us in the blood of His precious Son.
那个认罪悔改的是也是每天需要有的生活。
Admitting our sins and repenting is something that we need to learn every day still.
When
we first wake up in the morning, we should give the whole day to the Lord.
And
And at the end of the day, we should return before the Lord and say, Lord, you know, show me this day where I sinned against you and wash me with the blood of the Lord. We need the blood of our Lord to wash us clean every day.
在这边呢, 他说呢, 如果我们要主赦免我们的话,
it says here, if we want the Lord to forgive us,
如果要主免我们的债的话,
if we want the Lord to forgive us of our debts,
我们要先免了人的债,
we must first forgive our debtors.
他说你们饶恕人的过犯呢, 你们天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
It says, if you do not forgive others of their transgressions, your Heavenly Father will also not forgive you of your transgressions.
你们若不饶恕人的过犯, 你们天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
No, that's back. If you forgive others of their transgressions, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
我们再来求神的那个来赦免我们的罪的时候, 他这边好像给我们说了一个条件, 我们如果要神赦免我们的话, 我们需要先赦免人。
If we want the Lord to forgive us of our sins, there seems to be a condition. First, we must forgive others of their sins against us. If we do not forgive others, then the Father will not forgive us.
这段话呢, 我们可以用那个马太福音第18章呢做了一个比喻了, 我们来做一些解释。
For this section, we can use the example of Matthew 18.
在马太福音18章那里的时候, 有一天呢, 彼得来到主的面前。
In Matthew 18, one day Peter came before the Lord.
他说呢, 跟主说, 我的弟兄啊, 得罪我七次, 我都饶恕他了, 可不可以啊? 够不够了?
And the Lord said, if my brother sinned against me, should I forgive him? Up to 7 times enough?
那么主说不是七次啊, 乃是七十个七次。
And the Lord said, you know, 7 times is not enough. I say to you, it's up to 70 times 7 times.
哇, 这个七次都已经很难了, 要七十个七次。
If 7 times is already not easy, 70 times 7 times.
这个不太可能的事情,
it seems very unlikely.
那么主呢,
the Lord continued to give us an example.
他说有一天呢, 一个王呢,在跟他的仆人们算账,
and there was one day there was a king who was calling up his servants to call up their debts.
有人呢,带着一个仆人呢, 欠了他1,000两银子的那个仆人来。
And so they brought to him someone who owed the king 10,000 talents.
那么那个，因为他没有，他的生意是他说了，他没有什么可还的，他一无所有了。所以那个主人说，好，把你给卖了，把你太太卖了，把他孩子卖了，把你所有的油渣子通通卖了，还债。And
so since the servant was poor, he had nothing to give to repay the Lord. The Lord said the commanded that he would be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had. And that the repayment
should be made.
And so the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will repay you everything. And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt.
那想啊, 有没有可能他的仆人呢, 其实是slave, 一个奴仆呢, 欠他主人,
so let's look at this carefully. Is it possible for a slave to owe their lord 10,000 talents?
哇, 这个主人再有钱的话, 他这是一万他连得的银子,
no matter how rich the lord is, this is 10,000 talents.
当时的一个工人的一天的工价是1,000银子。
So in those days, one day of work was
one denarii.
10,000 talents, how many days, how many years would you have to work?
这个是个奴隶，对，他那个出去能够赚一天，赚一钱已经不错了。
As a slave, if you can go out and earn a day's wages, that's not bad.
他要做工作了。 150万年,不吃不喝,他才还得了这些钱。
He'd have to work for
150,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000
a master would allow his servant to rack up such a debt.
主就在说我们啊,
and the Lord is speaking of us.
这说我们欠我们的父欠多少啊?
It's how much we owe our father.
我们欠的父的, 说实在的, 一万塔连德, 根本就比不上我们所欠神所欠。
What we owe the Lord is that 10,000 talents can't even compare to what we owe to the Lord.
如果我们够量啊, 那个在地狱的火跟天上的那个永生啊, 中间的距离是有多大, 我们量得出来的话,
if we can measure the difference between the fire of hell and the glory of the kingdom,
我们才会知道我们到底欠我们的父多少。
Only then will we be able to know how much we truly owe the Lord.
但是父呢,
but the Lord has completely forgiven us.
70,
70 times 7 times is not even comparable.
但是呢,这个仆人一出去以后啊,
but this servant, as soon as he left,
碰到一个他的那个同伴另外一个奴隶啊,
met another slave, a fellow slave, that owed him 100 denarii.
他就抓着他呢, 掐他脖子, 你还吧,
and he seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe.
然后那朋友,那他的同伴就跟他一样的求,一样的话,你要宽恕我, 将来我一定要还清的。
And so his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead to him, saying, have patience with me and I will repay you.
他竟然不肯,把他吓到监狱,知道他把钱还了。
But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what he was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened.
哎,那主人就把他叫来了,说,你欠我那么多我都还了,你同伴和欠你四两都不肯赦免了。
And the Lord said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Do you not have mercy on your fellow slave? And so the Lord moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he could repay all that he was owed him. Which is to say that he was never going to be let out of prison.
你在想啊,怎么有可能一个人他曾经拥有过一千万银子的,一万他连的银子的。
So we have to see someone who was forgiven 10,000 talents worth of debt.
曾经拥有过这么多,这只是随便他花了,对不对?那么他既然都十两银子他都不放过。
Someone who was forgiven such a great debt, he wouldn't even be able to forgive 100 denarii worth of debt.
哎,说到一件什么事情呢?
What does this speak of?
那这个奴隶心呢,他一定是什么都没有了,全花光了。
First, this slave that had that 10,000 talents, he spent all that money.
十两银子算一算是一百天的工钱啊。
And 100 denarii is 100 days worth of work.
哎呀,这个也算是一笔钱啊。
It's still a lot of money.
非不他还不可。
But he had to get it back from the person who borrowed it from him.
他怎么花的啊?
How did he spend all this money?
这个是不是也说到我们的光景呢?
Isn't this speaking of our condition?
哎,我们欠神啊,欠多少?
How much do we owe to the Lord?
神给我们多大的恩典?
The Lord has given us such great grace.
我们今天花光了。
And today we've spent it all.
我们的弟兄一句话伤了我, 几天不跟他说话。
If a brother said a word to me and that injured me, then I won't speak to him for a few days.
哎,一个人他做这件事情呢,那个伤了我,我有一些金钱的损失,他们损失,再一次一辈子再也不跟他来往。
If someone did something to me that hurt me, then I would never forgive them for the rest of my life.
哎,我们呢,照讲我们应该是很富有,我们就给我们那么大的恩典呢,结果呢,我们必须显出来那么样的贫穷啊。
We have been given such a great grace. How can we exhibit what we demonstrate is that we are so poor still?
我完全忘了我们得了多少恩典。
We've completely forgotten all of the grace that we've received from the Lord.
我们把恩典浪费光了。
And that we've wasted all the
我们现在很贫穷了。
And we are still very poor.
所以别人一句话呢,我就过不去了。
If they said one word to me, then I can't let it go.
哎呀,你知道,什么叫一个大度的人啊? 就是, 那个人一句话两句话，你没有感觉的。这是个大度的人，是一个经历过恩典的人的。
What does it mean to be a big-hearted person? Is that you know they may say a couple things to you, but you just let it go by. They have received such a great amount of grace.
我们理当富的像王子一样的人，我们今天穷的像乞丐，四两银子，100天的那个工钱呢、啊，怎么可以不要呢？
The Lord has given us 10,000 talents. How can we demand 100 days worth of work, denarii, 100 denarii?
难怪这主要在他们主要发脾气。
No wonder the Lord was so angry.
那难道这主呢，非把他那个要处置他不可？
No wonder the Lord had to deal with this slave.
呀，我们在想到我们的接着恩典的时候啊，真的是，多少时候想想，不是说那个弟兄姊妹了，说我自己了啊。
How often when we consider grace, not speaking of the brothers and sisters, but of myself.
真的需要主的恩典了、啊，他们提醒啊，在说，哎呀，你主欠这么多的还了，弟兄姊妹一句话两句话算什么呢？
That the Lord has given me so much. What does it matter that the brothers and sisters may have said a couple words to me that hurt me?
他说呢，到底这句话什么意思？他说呢，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
So what do these words mean? Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了债，到底什么意思？
Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. What does
this mean? 是说我们免了人多少债，主就免我们多少债吗？
Does this mean that as we forgive others of their debts to us, the Lord will forgive that same amount of debt?
是说我免了这个同伴四两银子，主就免了我四两银子吗？
If I forgive this coworker 100 denarii, does the Lord forgive me 100 denarii?
如果是这样子的，这个仆人永远得不到他的那个他的债的赦免，对不对？
That,
他永远不可能有人欠他一千万银子。
If this is the case, then that first slave would never be able to work off his debt that way, right? Because no one would owe him 10,000 talents.
他主人要的。不是要他去免别人一千万银子。
What the Lord wants wasn't for this slave to forgive 10,000 talents.
他只要他去免别人十两银子。
He wanted that slave to forgive his coworker.
他如果
100 denarii,
只要他肯那个免了别人十两的债，他一千万的债都那个时候都免了。
If he can forgive 100 denarii worth of debt, then he will have 10,000 talents worth of debt wiped out.
哇，那个仆人在这监狱里头，他一定后悔不得了，对不对？
That slave in the prison probably regretted it quite a bit.
早知道这样子，这等于算什么？不要了，对。
So what is this 100 denarii? I never really wanted it in the first place.
主说了，你若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄的话，天父也要这样待你的。
He says, if you in your heart forgive your brethren, then the Lord will also forgive you.
主要我们的不是要我们免我们的弟兄跟姊妹，像我们主免我们那么多的债。
The Lord doesn't want us to forgive our brothers and sisters the same amount that the Lord has forgiven us.
如果是这样的话，我们的债永远还不了，对不对？
If that's the case, then we would never be able to return that debt.
主要的只是说，你的弟兄、你的姊妹一句话伤了你了，一件事情伤了你了，你就赦免了。他要的只是这么多，他要的只是质量。
If what the Lord wants from us is if the brothers and sisters said or did something to hurt me, just forgive them of that. And the Lord wants us to forgive just this 100 denarii.
我们那个以后在见主的时候，我一定很后悔啊，对不对？
Otherwise, when we meet the Lord, we'll truly be regretful.
哎呀，那个当初呢，我的弟兄、我的姊妹得罪我，那个怎么样的怎么样道歉，那个什么，我都过不去。
When the brothers and sisters said something to hurt me, that you know, no matter how much they asked for forgiveness, I couldn't let it go.
为什么这么到今天你还不原谅他呀？
Why is it that even up until today you haven't forgiven them?
因为他从来没有真心的道歉。
Because they never really, you know.
他道歉过了，他跟你说对不起的。
They have, you know, truly asked for forgiveness. They said they're sorry.
不是，他只是嘴巴上说说的。
I mean, say that no, it's just you know lip service.
他不是真心的。
They aren't true.
那怎么办呢？
Then what?
真心的悔改，真心道歉，我才原谅他。
Only if they really, really repent will I forgive them.
哎呀，我们呢，到那见主的时候，我们说，哎呀，我多后悔啊，对不对？我只要赦免这十两的话，主把他一千万都赦免了。
When we come before the Lord with that attitude, we will truly be regretful because if we could manage to forgive this 100 denarii, then the Lord will forgive us 10,000 talents.
虽然他这里说，他说免我们的债，如同我们免的债，但是主在我们身上要求不多啊。It
says, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." But the Lord doesn't ask us for very much.
只要从心里，然后说就是十两，神都愿啊。It's
just from the heart. As long as this 100 denarii, then that's the Lord will be pleased.
那么这里还我们要问一下，到底这句话是什么意思？
So we have to consider truly what do these words mean?
他如果你们免我们的债，如同我们别人债。
Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors.
如果你们饶恕你的过犯，天父也就饶恕你的过犯。
If you do not forgive others, then the Father will not forgive your transgressions.
如果你们不饶恕你的这个人的过犯，天父也不饶恕你的过犯。
Now, for if you forgive others their transgressions, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you.
他是说呢，他的我们父的饶恕是有条件的，是垫在我们这个先去赦免人之后，神出他的那个才肯饶恕我们吗？
Does this mean that the Father's forgiveness comes with conditions? That unless we forgive others, the Lord won't forgive us?
他是说我们的救恩是先建立在行为上吗？
Is our salvation based on actions?
如果我们没有一个好的行为，我们得不到救恩吗？
If we don't act rightly, will we not be able to receive?
如果我们不先去饶恕人，我们这父就不饶恕我们吗？
If we don't first forgive others, will our Father not forgive us?
那再回到那个例子哈。
Let's come back to this example.
那个主人呢，是什么时候饶恕他的那个仆人呢？
That Lord, when did He first forgive His slave of that debt?
是他。 然后是那个人死两以后，他的主人才饶恕他一千两吗？
Was it only after he forgave his other coworker 100 denarii that the Lord forgave his 10,000 talents?
当他的仆人在苦求他的时候，说将来你求你快，我将来一定要还清的时候。
When that first slave pleaded with the Lord, please forgive me, and I will definitely have patience with me, and I will repay you everything.
仅仅是因为 他的悔改，仅仅因为他的那个恳求，父动了慈悯的心，父就饶恕他，不，他的主人就饶恕他了。It
was only, because of his repentance and his pleading that the Lord felt compassion and released him, forgave him.
他那个他在真的还没有机会碰到他那个朋友呢。He
didn't have the opportunity to meet his friend yet.
他的主人已经饶恕他，免了他的债了。The
Lord had already forgiven him of that debt.
是他出去之后
，It was only after he left.
碰到一个不肯放。
It was only after he left that he bumped into someone that owed him 100 denarii and he wouldn't let it go.
他的主人的大怒。
And only then was the Lord angry.
所以呢，我那个。 他愿意赦免他十两了，说到一件什么事情呢？
His willingness or not to forgive that 100 denarii tells us what?
他是一定是先看见，他认识他所接受的恩典多大的时候，他会去赦免，对不对？
It's only after that first slave recognizes the 10,000 talents that he was forgiven, would he be able to forgive the 100 denarii?
他不肯免了他朋友十两的债，十两银子的债，说到什么呢？
His unwillingness to forgive his fellow slave 100 denarii, what does that tell us about him?
他完全不知道，完全不认识他所得的恩典是多大。
It means that he completely doesn't recognize how great that 10,000 talent of forgiveness was to him.
他完全不理会里头没有经历到那个接受到那个恩典，他的主人要免他的债，因为他连的银子不少的代价呀。
he completely didn't recognize the grace that his Lord had given to him, that 10,000 talents.
如果他认识，他真的知道他的主人免了他一千万银子的时候，在付的在他的主人的那个财产的时候多大的损失的时候，他里头一定会感激的，对不对？一定会有那个感恩的心，他不会去的，就要他的朋友吃两个菜的。
If he truly recognized how much the Lord lost when he forgave him that 10,000 talents worth of debt, he would be filled with joy, right? He wouldn't go and try to get this 100 denarii from his fellow slave.
为什么父要我们？为什么主要我们要饶恕人的人饶恕人的过犯呢？
Why does the Lord want us to forgive others of their debts?
为什么要我们去免人的债？
Why does He want us to forgive others of
their transgressions? 能够免人的债，我们能够饶恕人的过犯。
If we want to forgive others of their debts, forgive them of their transgressions.
说到我们真的是一个蒙恩的人。
It tells us that we are truly a people that have received the Lord's grace.
我们真的知道我们的主为了要免我的债，他付上多大的代价。
We would see that if we want the Lord, to forgive us of our debts, how great a price He paid for that.
一个真正蒙恩得救的人。
Someone who has truly been saved by grace.
一个真正的看见主他在十字架上为我们付了多大的代价的人。
Someone who sees how great a price the Lord paid for us.
我们里面的人怎能不感恩呢？
How can we not be filled with thanksgiving?
我们里面怎能不起来饶恕人？
How can we not rise up and forgive others?
哎呀，我们那个所接受的恩典是这样的浩大。
The grace that we've received is so great.
啊，比起那个我的弟兄、我的姊妹所欠我的，哎呀，大的不多了，这实在是算不了什么。
Compared to the grace that we received, what I need to give to the brothers and sisters is incomparable.
我们肯饶恕人的过犯。
We can forgive others of their debt.
只不过证明一件事情，这 approve 证明一件事情，我们是一个蒙恩的人。
It proves that we are a people that have been saved by grace.
我们真的是认识神的恩典的人。
That we are truly know the Lord.
在道理上我们可以接受，对不对？
And so this truth we can receive, right?
这是一个很简单的道理，对不对？
This is a very simple reason.
但是为什么做不到呢？
But why is it that we can't live it out?
有时候你会很后悔，你会很气你自己，对不对？
Eventually you may be very angry with yourself and have regret.
主已经那个赦免我了。
The Lord has already forgiven me.
主已经把一千万银子、两银子都免了。
He has forgiven me of 10,000 talents worth of debt.
为什么我的弟兄的姊妹说我就过不去呢？
But why is it that when these brothers and sisters hurt me, I can't let it go?
为什么呢？我这里头一直在那里那个反反复复在那里那个在咬牙切齿呢？
Why is it always still in me, making me gnash my teeth?
不是说我们没不是一个蒙恩得救的人。
It doesn't mean that we aren't a people saved by grace.
不是说我们呢是今天呢还是那个这是一个只不过是挂名的基督徒。
And it doesn't mean that we're just a Christian in name only.
我们真的信主了。
We truly believed in the Lord.
我真正的相信主，他为我死了。
I truly believe that the Lord died for me.
我真正的看见主的恩典那么大。
And I see how great the grace He has given to me.
但是呢，这句话他怎么可以说这样的话呢？
But how could this brother say these things to me?
那么。如果我要过去的话，他是会下次还会伤我，下次伤别人呢。
But if I forgive him so easily now, he'll continue to hurt me and maybe hurt others.
所以需要来祷告，对不对？
So that's why we need to pray, right?
免我们的债。
Forgive us our debts.
如同我们免了人的债。
As we also have forgiven our debtors.
不但是祷告样子，我们看见父免了我们多少多少的债。
Not only does this, prove how that we have seen how great a debt that the Lord has forgiven us.
还要祷告啊。
But we have to continue to pray.
让我能够免别人的债。
To allow us to forgive others of their debt.
让我里头有一个宽恕的心啊。
That in my heart I would have this generosity.
祷告啊。
Prayer.
主啊，给我力量，对不对？
We pray, oh Lord, give us strength.
开我的眼睛。
Open my eyes.
看见我的恩，自己的恩典多大
？To see how great grace.
让我能够起来饶恕。
So I can rise up and forgive others.
虽然那是十两银子。
Even though it's only 100 denarii.
那但是我这个人很贫穷。
But I am still very poor.
我在神面前承认我很贫穷。
And I admit before the Lord, I still feel very poor.
就是忘不了这十两银子。
And I can't forget this 100 denarii.
主啊，赦免我。
Oh Lord, forgive me.
怜悯我, 让我能够起来做你的人。
Be merciful to me so that I can rise up and forgive others.
这是主要我们的祷告。
This is our prayer before the Lord.
这是我们天天要的祷告。
This is a prayer that we need every day.
第三方面呢, 他说呢,
On the third point, he says,
不叫我们遇见试探,
Do not lead us into temptation,
叫我们脱离凶恶,
but deliver us from evil.
哎呀, 在世上啊, 那个遇见我们遇见的试探实在是多啊。
In this world, truly, we meet so many temptations.
像是瑜伽弟兄所说了, 这个英文这个字啊, 这个字是一样的, 试探跟试炼是一样的字啊。
In English, temptation is
the original word, the Hebrew word, the same word. It's a temptation or a trial.
Yes.
The same word.
So in original Hebrew, temptations and trials were the same word.
那个，所以呢，他说不要叫我们不要遇见试探。
So on one hand, it says, "Do not lead us into temptation."
也不要叫我们遇见试炼啊。
But also keep us from trials.
当然了，那个试探试炼的时候是为了我们的好处啊。
You know, sometimes trials may be good for us.
忍受试探的人呢是有福的，因为他经过试验之后呢，必得生命的冠冕。
For those who have been tempted but have resisted, they can have overcome. They can have this this crown.
我们信心呢，经过试炼就是忍耐，忍耐也当成功，是因为成全完毕，毫无缺陷。
And if our patience. Is proved, then we'll have.
Our faith will grow.
Yeah, then our faith will grow, and so on.
但是主在对我们教导的时候，对试探跟试炼的态度是什么呢？
But what is the Lord teaching us here about our attitude towards temptations and trials?
叫我们不要遇见试探。
It says, "Do not lead us into temptation."
试探跟试炼免不了的。
Temptations and trials.
And not avoidable.
Are unavoidable.
但是呢，不是自己找的。
But we shouldn't go looking for them.
神按着我们的需要，按着我们的生活，他摆在我们允许这些事情，让我们能够成长。
You know, according to the growth of in our life, the Lord may place a trial before us to allow us to grow even further.
但是呢，我们祷告是什么呢？
What should we pray for?
不要叫我遇见试探。
That we would not be led into temptation. That we would not face any trials.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我知道我软弱,
because I know that I am weak.
因为我自己,
I know that I myself can't overcome these temptations. And I can't overcome those trials.
每次那个人家讲到那个教会历史的时候,
Every time we talk about the church history,
那么在教会初期第二世纪、第三世纪的时候，教会遭遇极大的逼迫。
In the second and third centuries, when the church was being greatly oppressed.
我们每次在讲那个历史的时候，我们都说到啊，当时的圣徒多么美的历史见证，被狮子吃了，被砍头了，被火烧了。
And we may say, you know, how great a testimony those Christians had that they were, you know, devoured by lions, decapitated or burned in the fire.
哎呀，他们做了美好的见证啊！
You say that they have such a great testimony.
但是你如果再去仔细读的话，
But if you read very carefully,
那时候跌倒人多少啊？
At that time, how many people were stumbled?
绝对比那些殉道的人多的。
Definitely more than those who were martyred.
所以呢，每一次那个一逼迫试炼了以后，教会就碰到一个大难处。
And every time the church The oppression ended, the church would meet a great.
那就那些曾经那个背弃的主人，你甚至曾经把愿意把圣经交出去被烧的人怎么办？
What do we do with those who turned away when the oppression was among them? That those that gave over the Bible to be burned.
这两派一般说，我们这一辈子再也不会接纳他们，不可以接纳他们。
There are two groups of people. You know, those that left us will. They will never meet them again.
那么有些人说不行，我们的弟兄的爱呢，我们应该用爱把他们挽回过来。
And the others, they're still our brothers. With love, we have to, you know, bring them back.
每一次试炼来临之后，教会都碰到这么大的难处。
Every time the oppression ended, the church met with this great problem.
显然这些人不是少数。
And truthfully, these people were not few in number.
这些人如何对待这么多人他们背叛？如果不对待好，下次那个什么逼迫来的时候，教会怎么站得住呢？
If we don't treat these people well, when the next time oppression comes, how will the church be able to stand?
后来呢，他们就想出一个折中的方法。
And so they came up with a method.
那么这些人呢，好，你要回来可以。
If these people want to return to the church, fine.
第一年呢，你不能够进教堂，要在外面跪一年。
If you want to return to the church, the first year you won't be able to enter into the building. You have to kneel outside for a whole year.
第二年呢，你也不能进来，你可以站在外面看。
And after that, you will be able to stand outside and watch for a year.
在那个时候，那些逼迫完了以后，他就在那那个这边看到底在做什么聚会啊？外面大队人啊。
So after oppression ended, you would have all these people gathering around churches and saying, "Oh, what's going on inside?"
第三年你可以进来，但是你不能服侍，你不能播饼。
The third year you can enter, but you can't serve and you can't break bread.
那第四年你还坚持来的话，我们才接纳。
And if you return to us for 4 years, then we will receive you fully.
你就说到，这不是只有那当时的情形是这样子啊。
And so this wasn't just, you know, at the time, the circumstances.
在中国大陆，在这逼迫的年间，多少有名的传道人，多少曾经服侍的人，在逼迫当中跌倒啊，站不住啊。
Even in modern China, how many people, you know, gospel preachers, because of oppression, could not remain standing?
我们今天呢，在说这些人的时候啊，我们都带一种轻视的眼光，对不对？怎么逼迫他站不住？那个什么那个，这竟然背弃主了？
Today
还讲到呢，那个这么有名的名望人呢
？Today, when we may think very poorly about these gospel preachers that couldn't stand under the oppression.
我有一次看那个大陆那个见证指数集啊，他说到他描述有一个那个逼迫的那个警察哈、啊，那个审判官呢、啊。
So I read a story where there was a police officer who was in charge of oppressing the churches.
他后来非常夸口，他说呢，在我手下的没有一个基督徒他撑得过的。没有一个基督徒，他还是坚持到底的。
He was very.
就说他多么厉害，多么会折磨人。
And so that officer was boasting. He was saying, you know, under my hand, you know, there was not a single Christian who would endure to the very end.
我们没有在那个环境底下呀。
We weren't under those circumstances.
这是神的怜悯啊。
And is the Lord's grace, mercy.
Mercy, 是我们在那个环境底下不见站得住啊。
Under those circumstances, we probably wouldn't be able to stand either.
所以主说呢，正在祷告，不要叫我们遇见试探。
So the Lord tells us to pray, lead us not into temptation.
在我上班的路上的时候，保守我的眼目，不要遇见试探。
On my way to work, you know, protect my eyes that I not meet any temptation.
当我们是那个上 internet browse internet 的时候
，And when we're on the internet,
主啊。就不要叫我遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
那个网络上面多少的试探啊
！And there's so many temptations.
主啊，保守我，不要叫我遇见，第一就不要遇见哈、啊！不要随便 click 到宝宝的网站去了、啊，根本就保守我，不要我经不起这些试探的、啊。
Oh Lord, do not lead us into temptation. I might accidentally click somewhere and it'll lead me into some temptation.
孙弟兄跟我讲，他就讲说他儿子见证，对不对？他儿子在 computer 上面写一个字，切个字条的，我忘了他讲什么，但是归耶和华为圣还是什么哈？保守我们呢？那在这么这罪恶的世界里头，不要叫我们遇见试探啊！
So our brother's son had this example. He said on his son's computer, he taped some words from the Bible to lead us not into temptation.
但是如果主他许可，真的是让试炼临到了，试探来临的时候，主我们祷告，说不要救我们脱离凶恶。
And if for some reason we do fall into this temptation, we can pray with the Lord, deliver us from evil.
当试探来的时候，
When temptation comes.
试炼临到身上的时候,
when trials come upon us.
哎, 我们只有一个祷告,
there's only one prayer.
像彼得那样的祷告,
as Peter prayed.
主啊, 救我,
oh, Lord, save me.
啊, 主啊, 救我,
Lord, save me.
哎呀, 主啊, 就像那个彼得, 那个故事的真是真是主就急忙的把彼得救起来。
And in Peter's story, the Lord, you know, immediately reached out his hand and caught him.
哎呀, 在那个环境里, 彼得是一个多年的渔夫啊, 在那个环境上, 他都害怕, 站不住。
And Peter was a fisherman for how many years? In those circumstances, he was still afraid.
哎呀, 我跟主说啊, 我站不住啊, 主啊救我。
Say, Lord, I can't stand this. Please save me.
主不是说我们不要祷告的时候不要为自己的需要祷告。
So the Lord doesn't ask us not to pray for our own needs.
哎呀，我们真的需要我们的，所以我们是真的每件事情发生祷告。
And we truly need, you know, everything that happens to us every day to pray to the Lord.
但是他真正的在我们日常的生活基本上需要他的占三分之一，对不对？
And to pray for our daily needs is one third of the things that we pray about for ourselves.
而且是最基本的需要。
And again, it's only the most fundamental of needs.
哎，真的是，我在阅读的时候觉得是主啊，教我怎么祷告。
The more I read, the more I have to say, "Oh Lord, please teach me."
哎，不是把这个当做背背读了就过去了。
It's not. This lesson isn't just a prayer to recite and memorize.
就是因为主知道我们不会祷告。
It's because the Lord knows that we don't know how to pray.
他要教导我们怎么样祷告。
So He wants to teach us how to pray.
哎呀，巴不得主这次教导我们。
No, may the Lord truly lead us.
让我们真的知道怎么样祷告。
And teach us truly how to pray.
让我们自己蒙保守。
That we would be kept in His hand.
那么也让主的心得满足。
And that His heart would be satisfied.
祷告。
Let us pray.
我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们。
Because of the Lord Jesus, you have given us new life. And we have this living hope.
Well,
Father, we give thanks and praise to you. Every time we think of the great salvation that you've accomplished for us, and the great price you paid upon the cross, we can only bow and worship. Once again, we bow our heads in worship and we give you all the praise and worship. Because you are worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.